Hey, good morning, church. What a blessing to be able to come in your home. I just want you to know we are missing you. We're praying for you. Praise God, I'm excited about today. And in case you don't know, I love church. I love what we do in these four walls. I do love it. And it's really important. But you know what's just as important? It's what we do Monday through Friday outside. Outside of these walls, and I like to say outside of these walls in the world, outside with your friends, family, co-workers, and outside in the wild, all right? So today what I'd like to talk to you about is how God wants to grow you or prepare us for the Monday through Saturday, okay, out there in the world, out there in the wild. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And again, he does grow us in church, in these four walls, and he is going to grow you today as you listen to the message. But there's a certain level of growth that can only happen when you're outside, out in the wild, out in the world. So that, again, that's what we're going to talk about. So today I want to start with a scripture. It's in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. And it's out of a translation I don't normally read out here, but I actually have one at home. It's called the Voice Translation. So listen to this. It says, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, we come to God as sinners, but he wants to transform our habits, attitudes, and practices into the ways of Jesus, to live, forgive, and love as he did. So you know what he's saying? Hey, God wants to grow us, right? So we begin to live like Jesus. That's what God wants to do. Now, I have said this a few times recently in the last couple of years, and I will say, hey, no perfect people allowed at YCF, okay? You know why I say that? Because we are never going to be perfect. But guys, listen, God wants to grow us. God wants to grow us to be more like Jesus. Now, this is the interesting part. Our growth is connected to our troubles. I know, it's amazing. Our growth is connected to the troubles, the storms, the problems that we walk through, all right? Now, I'm going to say this a lot today. God doesn't bring them, okay, and I want to make sure you understand that, all right? But he knew that we were going to walk through some troubles and some problems, okay? And he has a purpose in our life. He's given each one of us a purpose, and he wants to use us to fulfill those purposes. So, guys, he has a plan for you, but listen, he knew that we would be walking through some troubles, some problems, some tests, storms, whatever words you like to use, okay? Now, how many of you have walked through a few of those troubles, okay? Anybody walking through them right now? I'm sure a bunch of you are, okay? So, interesting enough, when you get to be my young age, you have a few notches in your belt where you've actually walked through a bunch of troubles or hard times, okay? And when I think back on these troubles and tough times that I've walked through, I'm telling you, God opened my eyes up to some principles that I want to share with you today, okay? So what I want to share is how to walk through troubles, how to walk through problems, how to walk through them, all right? Now, your problem may not be a biggie, okay? And some of you may have some big things going on. You might be in a crisis with your business and you're just thinking about bankruptcy. You might be in a crisis with a relationship that's going on. I really don't know what it is, but you might be in a crisis because of this COVID-19, and it has just dumped problems in our life that we never saw, all right? So it doesn't have to be a huge problem, but these principles will work in your life as we go through troubles. So I'm going to go over some principles that we can apply in our life when we hit these troubles in our life. So today, if you're taking notes, write this down. This is our main idea. The thing that I want you just to be so settled and understand in your life, all right? It goes like this. God wants to grow you or grow us when troubles surround us. God wants to grow us when troubles surround us. Now, again, I'm going to say it again. He doesn't bring troubles, okay? But troubled times is when we go and we actually grow through them. these troubled times, we will grow through them if we allow God to work in our life, okay? And again, now these four walls are really important because you can grow here. And as you listen to this message, you can grow here. But there's a certain level of growth that cannot come until we start walking through these times, these hard times. So today, I want to talk about, I just want you to understand this very clearly, and especially if you've been new to Jesus coming to church, okay? But you need to understand, God is not responsible. God is not responsible for our troubles in the world, the troubles out in the wild, okay? And also, He doesn't bring them into our life. He doesn't bring troubled times into our life. So I want to show you where troubles come from, where they come from. Now, right now, I've heard this a bunch. Right now, people are saying, oh, God is judging America, and He's brought COVID-19. And I got some people that actually believe that, okay? But listen, He will judge the nations someday. He will judge non-Christians. There will be a judgment, okay? But right now, today, we are living in what's called the church age, the age of grace, and it is awesome. It is beautiful. So I want to talk about where these bad troubles come from, these things come from. So if you're taking notes, you can just jot this down. Otherwise, just listen. A lot of them you know. But here's number one. Bad things come from our enemy, right? And I think that's obvious some days, okay? He's called the devil. He's called Satan. Sometimes he's called Lucifer, okay? And some people don't believe he exists, but he does. And he is a spirit. You can't see him with these natural eyes, but he's real, okay? And the Apostle Paul said, he put one of his top-ranked guys on me, and he called him a messenger of Satan. How many of you read that in your Bible? A messenger of Satan. And he said he was sent to buffet me. And buffet means over and over, he brought one problem after another problem after another problem into my life. That's what Paul said. And this would also stir up trouble in Paul's life, like stir up people to attack Paul. And one time it stirred up Satan or your enemy, whatever you want to call it, stirred up a storm so that Paul's ship was wrecked, all right? So Paul's going to God. Matter of fact, he went to God three times and he said, God, get these problems out of my life. God, you got to get them off of me. God, get this trouble out of my life. And here's what God said. He said, hey, listen, Paul, I can't take you out of troubles. They're on the earth. All right, Paul, and you have a special call in your life, and the enemy is trying to take that off of you and take you out of that, all right? But here's what I can do. My grace is sufficient for you. My grace is enough for you, all right? That's what God said to Paul. So, and he also goes on to say, the more troubles that you find yourself in, the more God's grace can come into your life and work through your life, and the more that God wants to grow us. So God, number one, God is not causing the troubles. We have an enemy, and he wants to give troubles into your life. So here's the second one. Bad things come because we live on a broken earth, right? So we've got earthquakes, we've got tsunamis, we've got forest fires, we got this COVID-19 virus going around, and that's from a broken earth. And in Romans chapter 8, it says that Adam and Eve sinned, and we know that back in the garden, Adam and Eve sinned, and the earth began to die and groan, and it says all of creation groaned. It was dying, all right? So we are living on a broken earth. Here's number three, bad things come because of bad choices. And I can tell you, I have made some bad choices that just cause problems. Anybody else? I'm sure we've all made some bad choices and they cause problems, okay? So bad choices bring trouble into our life, right? Here's number four. Bad things come because of bad people. All right? There's bad people at all different levels out there, right? And sometimes you're in a relationship and someone wrongs you, and that's kind of bad, right? And then there's these really bad people, and they can cause all kinds of troubles, right? So here's our last one. Bad things come from imperfect people, right? So that includes all of us. We are imperfect. Yes, you are imperfect, okay? And maybe you've caused a few heartaches with your spouse. You got up one day and you were just grumpy and you just barked at their head, right? So we're imperfect. We do that sometimes. And maybe you got stressed at work and you just reacted all over your coworker. Yeah, we're imperfect. Or sometimes people look at their cell phone when they're driving and they have a fender bender car accident, right? We're imperfect people. So those are all the different places that cause trouble, where they come from in our life. But you know what God wants to do? God wants to help you in it, and God wants to grow you in it. Amen. So here's a really cool scripture. Of course, I say that about all of them. But open up to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8. And it goes like this. I think you ought to know, dear brothers and sisters, dear brothers, how hard the time we went through in Asia. So what he's talking about, one of those times where he was buffeted with problem after problem, okay? And the rest goes on like this. We were really crushed and overwhelmed and fear we would never live through it. So it was that bad that they thought they were going to die, all right? So listen to verse 9. He says, we felt we were doomed to die and saw how powerless we were to help ourselves. And so what he's saying, in and through myself, I just couldn't get myself out of this mess. And I'm sure some of us have felt like that. So let's read the rest of verse 9. It says, but that was good, for then we put ourselves into the hands of God, who alone could save us, for he can even raise the dead. Wow. Now, I love reading stories about people being raised from the dead. I've never met somebody, but I know God can do it. And here Paul says, hey, I came to the place where I said, I've got to trust God to walk me through this trouble, all right? And he's saying that to all of us, okay? We need to come to the place where we go, God, you need to walk me through this. And that is when God said, my grace is sufficient for you. So that is awesome. Now listen to verse 10. Verse 10, and he did help us and save us from this terrible death. Yes, we expect him to do it again and again. So you know what he says? God came through. And guys, I have seen God come through in my life over and over. And how many of you have seen God come when it was just like you're up against the wall and he came through in your trouble and it was like there was no way and it was turned around to just miraculous because God walked you through it. Amen. Now, the next scripture I want to read is in James chapter 1, and it's a real familiar scripture. Some of you probably have it memorized, but I want you to just read it, hear it with fresh eyes, because I believe God has something just to open up and share with you with this, all right? So it's James chapter 1, and we're going to start in verse 2, James chapter 1, verse 2. He says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Now listen to what the Message Bible says, all right? He says, consider it a sheer gift. Consider it a sheer gift, my brothers and sisters, that's fellow Christians, whenever you face trials of many kinds or troubles or problems of any kinds. Now, guys, I am smarter than a fifth grader. I am not praying for more troubles in my life. And I don't so go, hey, God, give me more troubles because it is a gift. It is a sheer gift. No, no, no. I don't do that. I don't pray for any more than I already have right now. But I know that we live on an earth and troubles are going to come. Guys, they are going to come. And God says, you need to change your perspective on how you look at troubles. You need to change your perspective on how you look at troubles. And I can tell you, for years, I did not have the God perspective. I was not looking at it the way God did. So again, I'm going to say this again. God's not giving you troubles, all right? Okay, but it is an opportunity for amazing things for God to do in you, and He wants to grow you in those troubles, and if we can see it from His perspective. So let's read the next verse. Verse 3, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. All right, so the question is, do you know that, right? But notice this part. It says the testing of your faith produces perseverance, all right? And that word faith there doesn't mean mountain-moving faith, all right? That word faith means it's talking about your belief in Jesus, okay? So each time we go through a test, a trouble, a problem, our basic belief that Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Savior, Jesus is good, it's going to get tested. It'll be tested every time. It will be tested every time. So let's read what it produces. It says it produces perseverance, okay? It produces perseverance. And perseverance is your ability to stand up under troubles. It's your ability to stand up under troubles. It's so it doesn't crush you. And here's the thing. It has to be developed, all right? It's something that's on the inside. It's an internal spiritual growth. So now listen to verse 4. It says, let perseverance finish its work in you so that you may be mature and complete and lacking nothing. All right. Now, that last part's not talking about external things like monies and all that stuff. And though God wants to bless you always, that's his heart. He's a good, good dad. But here, this is talking about things internal. This is talking about a spiritual growth, okay? And he's talking about you being complete when that happens. Now, I've had to work these principles in my life, okay? And when I did, I actually saw amazing spiritual growth on the inside of me, all right? It's almost like these rough edges that were kind of knocked off of me. And guys, they will never go until you, in the good times. Those spiritual, they just don't happen in happy times. They happen really always when we are going through tough times. Now, I am not perfect, but I have watched and I've seen God's perspective, and I've allowed Him just to chisel off some of this rough stuff in my life. And I'm still growing, but I'll tell you what, I'm a little more mature than I was before because I've allowed God to just grow me in these times. And guys, He will do it for all of us, okay, if we have the right perspective on what troubled times are and allow Him to come in and grow us. So right now, what I'd like to give you is one more bonus scripture on this topic right here. Open up to 1 Peter chapter 4, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. It says, Friends, when life gets really difficult, don't jump to the conclusion that God isn't on the job, okay? And I don't know how many times I said, listen, God, I know you didn't bring these troubled times, but God, why did you let them happen? And God, why are they still here? And God, it's taking too long. Get them out of here, okay? And He's saying, hey, don't jump to that conclusion that God's not on the job. And guys, you know what God wants to do when we're in these troubled times? He wants to grow you spiritually. He wants to give you grace to walk through it, and He wants to deliver you out of it. He does, He does. Now listen to verse 13. It says, instead, be glad that you are in the very thick of what Christ experienced. Okay, how many of you remember the scripture where Jesus says, in this world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer because I have overcome the world, okay? I have overcome it. Now, Jesus went through a lot of tests, trials, troubles, problems, all right? He sure did, and it wasn't just the cross. He was definitely persecuted all the way through till he got to the cross. He had life's problems hit him all the way through. And listen to this. Think about this. And Jesus came, and he had to grow up as a kid too, right? Yeah, so here's Jesus, who always existed. He's the creator. And he comes to earth in a human body, right? And then he's in this human body. And guess what? He had to listen to his parents. until he got old enough, right? He had to walk through troubles, and he had, when his parents said, hey, it's time to clean your room, he had to do it, and he did all of those things. So listen to this scripture one more time. Instead, be glad that you're in the very thick of what Christ experienced. This is a spiritual refining process with glory just around the corner. So glory around the corner is talking about heaven, all right? But let's talk about this thing called a spiritual refining process. Did you see that? This is a spiritual refining process. So let me give you an example of what that looks like. They take silver out of the ground, right? They take it out, and they have to purify it. It's a process. And you know what they do? They stick it in a bowl, and they heat it up, and it bubbles, and then these impurities come up to the top, and they scrape that off, and it's called dross, right? They take it off and they scrape it off, and then they let it cool down. And you know, they do that same thing the next day. They heat it up again, and those impurities come up, and they scrape that dross off, and they do that process to get the impurities out day after day. And you would think, you know, why don't they just do it once and be done with it? But nope, it takes a process, okay? And then the silversmith knows when he looks at that cool silver, because they cool it down, that, and he can see his face like almost in a mirror. He knows it's complete and it's pure silver. So think about that process, and that's a spiritual refining process God wants to do in all of us, right? So we go in these troubles that we have in life, and God wants to grow us, right, in these troubles, and as we're growing through it, he kind of scrapes off the rough edges and knocks them off, and he grows us, right? He grows us, and he gives us grace then to walk through it, and he gives us also the grace to get us out of it, and I love that part. I love that part. Now, I want to give you two things that we need to do when we find ourselves in troubles or trials or difficult times. Two things. And here's number one, all right? And some of you know this, but, you know, it's really interesting when we're going through this, we forget this. So here's number one. Fill up when you're tested or you're going through troubles. Fill up, right? Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes I have found my smack dab in troubles, and it's like someone dropped this bomb, and the dust clears, and I'm just all dizzy and stuff. I don't know what's coming to go. And he's saying, hey, when that happens, you need to fill up. You need to fill up when you're having troubles or tested or in the world, okay? And that means your time with God. That's your Devo time with God, okay? And it's really important. So when you're going through troubles, okay, you need to up your spiritual time, your spiritual feeding. You need to do that, because if you don't, you will not grow, all right? So listen to Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, we're going to read verse 15. It says, yet the good news about him, it's talking about Jesus, spread all the more, so that the crowds of people came to hear him and to be healed of their sickness. So guys, this is a good time. This isn't a bad time. This is a good time. And if you think about Jesus now, he's the Son of God. He always existed. And God's plan was for him to come into a human body. And when he came into a human body, guess what? He had to connect with our human emotions. He did. He had all that stuff going on. And he knew he had to feed himself, because now he's got these human emotions. He's living in a human body. And if he doesn't, he's going to be a wreck, right? So listen to verse 16. But Jesus often withdrew to a lonely place and prayed, okay? Now, I think it's really interesting. Jesus prayed when he had success, and then oftentimes you'll read he prayed when it was times of persecution, okay? So he prayed, and at that time, pray, what do you mean? He went into his Devo time. He went in and hung out with God, his scripture time, his time in the Word, okay? And you and I have to realize we need more spiritual food when we're in troubled times, right? We need to up our Devo time, and it'll be amazing when you do that. So listen to Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. It says, and now, just as you have trusted Christ to save you, trust him too for each day's problems. Live in vital union with him. Okay, guys, I trusted Jesus to forgive all my sins. I did do that, and he did, right? And now he's saying in this scripture for all of us, hey, whenever you find yourself in troubles, problems, tough times, just the same way you trusted me to save you, this is the same way you need to trust me to get you out, and you'll do that by getting closer. And when you do that, I'll give you the strength to get through. Now listen to verse 7. Let your roots grow down into him and draw up nourishment from him, and see that you go on growing in the Lord and become strong and vigorous in the truth that you were taught. Let your lives overflow with joy and thanksgiving for all he has done. I don't know where you are in your growth, okay, where your spiritual growth is, okay, we're probably all at different levels, but here's what I do know, that when you find yourself in troubles, you need to take it up a notch. You do. You need to read the Word a little more. You need to spend time with the Lord a little more. You need to worship a little more. You need to connect with other believers of like precious faith to encourage you a little more. And he says, God will give you nourishment to help you through the next thing. So let's do the next thing. If you're taking notes, write this down. This is the next thing that we need to do when we found ourselves being in troubles or tested. Ready? Push back. Push back in those troubles. Push back when you're tested. And push back means you need to do something, right? You need to resist the trouble. You need to resist being in total despair. You guys, you got to do something. So you need to push back and you need to say, hey, I'm not taking this anymore. I'm not taking this anymore. So that's how you push back. But let's talk about two different ways that you can push back. Here's number one. You push back by rejoicing and giving thanks. You push back by rejoicing and giving thanks. That's a good one to write down, all right? Now, I know personally that can be tough, right? Because you're going through those tough times, right? And you're like, I can't find anything to rejoice about. And some days you wake up and you're like, gosh, can it get any worse? Gosh, you know, what kind of problem am I going to hear when I get to the office, okay? And God says, you need to rejoice in me. You need to give me thanks. And you're like, are you kidding? All right? So how about we talk about what we rejoice in and what we give thanks in? What can we rejoice in? What can we give thanks in, okay? Now, I realized I could rejoice. I realized I could do this. I could rejoice on what Jesus did for me. He died on the cross for me. He washed all my sins away. He brought me into his family, okay? And I could give thanks that he's done all of that for me. So I can rejoice and give thanks, okay? And it's amazing what happens on the inside when you do that. I mean, it's just amazing. So here's a really good scripture for that. Look over at 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It says, always, chapter 5, verse 16, always be joyful. You know that means? All the time. That means also in trouble, all right? So always be joyful, verse 17. Never stop praying. Never stop praying. And verse 18, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ. For you who belong to Christ, okay? So we need to understand that God wants to grow us when troubled times surround us, but part of that is you pushing back and saying, hey, I'm not going to get depressed and oppressed with this. I'm not going to let this thing take me out. I'm going to have joy, all right? I'm going to have joy for what Jesus has done in my life. Now, I like that last part where it says, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to him. And I'm telling you, there were some times when I'm in the middle of troubles and just problem after problem, and I'm thinking, oh God, oh God, oh God. But then I came to this part where I realized, oh my gosh, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give thanks to God. I'm going to worship God. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to thank him that he is going to grow me. I'm going to thank him that he is going to give me his promises, that he's going to deliver me. And I would just thank him and rejoice. And sometimes I had to do this a couple times a day because I would just be thinking about these problems, and I'd just go start that whole thing. God, I just thank you. God, I just give you praise. God, I'm just rejoicing that you're my God and you're the promise keeper. And I do that. And I tell you what, it always brought me to a place of peace. I mean, peace and actually freedom. So that's one way we push back, okay, that we rejoice and we give thanks. But here's the second way we push back when we're in the midst of troubles and problems. Here, write this down. We push back by loving, praying for, and forgiving others. That's how we push back, okay? Now, you know what I've noticed when people are in troubles? We always like to call somebody the villain. We call them the villain, okay? And sometimes, you know, we're going through this and we are like, oh God, that person, it's their fault. And it's, you know, they're just so that they did all of this, okay? And you know, when I started doing that, God started dealing with me through scriptures, and he said, hey, Dee, you need to love them, you need to pray for them, and you need to forgive them. All right. And I'm like, God, I can't. They need to repent first. Okay. So that wasn't too cool. And then sometimes I see people do this, and I probably have done it. Hey, God, why did you let me down? Like, God was the villain. And I know that, you know, I didn't sink in that too fast or too long. Okay. But here's the thing that I learned, and I do it to this day, and it has changed my life. I've been doing it for about a decade. I finally, you know, lights went off. Okay. I first had to pray. I first had to pray before I could love and forgive, okay? Now, I notice I didn't say pray against them, like God, take them out, okay? No, pray for them. And I'm telling you guys, I remember this season probably about 10 years ago, and it was just devastating trouble and hurt in my life. And God was saying, hey, I want you to pray for them. And I was sitting there going, God, I can't. And he's just really showing me scriptures. You need to pray for them. So I just started this. God bless them. God bless them. Because that's as far as I could go. And then the next day, I just gave my heart to it. And I said, God bless them and bless everything that's in their life. And then the next day, I was like, God, bless that person. Bless their spouse, Lord. Bless their kids. Bless them wherever they go, Father. All their needs are met, God. And I would just pray the blessing prayer over them all the time, all the time. And I did that for a week. And you know, the funny thing happened. I started to love them, and I forgave them, all right? And you know when you're there is because when you run into them at the store, like at the grocery store, you're not like, do they see me? I don't want them to see me. I'm still mad at them. No. Listen, when you start praying for somebody, you're praying blessings for them, you'll see them in the store, and you'll actually run up and give them a hug and say, how you doing? And you really mean it, okay? But it's amazing. When I started to pray for somebody that had really just caused trouble into my life that you could not believe, I started praying for them, and then I started loving them, and then I just forgave them. And it's just amazing. So here's a good scripture that goes with this. It's actually our last scripture. It's found in the Gospels in Matthew chapter 5. Matthew 5, verse 43. It says, have you heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy? By the way, this is Jesus. But I tell you, love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you, or pray for people who do bad things to you, right? And that you may be children of your Father in heaven. So you know what he's saying? Hey, you need to act like God, right? And why? Because God will grow you when troubles surround you. I'm telling you, God wants to grow you. Now, I thought about this as I was trying to how to wrap up this and stuff, but the Lord says, you know, just think about if Jesus just appeared to me, which, by the way, he has not walked through the walls and appeared to me, but he was just, I was thinking, you know, just like Jesus would walk in and he'd appear to me and he'd say, hey, Dee, you know that really bad trouble that you went through a couple years back that just really rocked your boat and just caused all sorts of pain in your life? You know, what if I could take that like it never happened, take that out of your life like it never happened? You know what I would say to the Lord today? I'd say, no, no, Lord. You know why? Because, guys, I grew through it. Now, listen, I'm telling you, I don't want to repeat it. I don't want any more problems. What's that movie, The Groundhog Day? I don't want to wake up and go through that thing again and again and again, okay? But, you know, if, when the Lord said that, would I like him just to take like that thing never happened in my life? I had to say, no, Lord, I am glad because you knocked off edges in my life that I didn't know were there, or I was just like, I'm not paying attention to them, okay? And guys, I have spiritually grown. I have become something I was not. And I'm telling you, I love people in a way that I didn't love them before. So, kind of glad I went through that, all right? And guys, if you work these principles in your life, I'm telling you, God will grow you. But we have to have this perspective. So I want to pray right now for everybody. Some of you are going, I know, through some really tough situations. I've talked to some of you. Some of you, your tough situations have been connected because of this COVID-19. It has brought troubles into your life, okay? And some of your problems have nothing to do with COVID. They've just been there. You've got physical issues going on. You got some financial issues that were there before this thing happened, all right? And some of you are dealing with some really painful relationship issues, okay? But we all go through troubles, okay? But the thing is, at different times in our life, and sometimes we're in a season of peace, like we are on the mountaintop, and I love that. And sometimes we're in the valley, and that's where God also wants to grow us. So I want to pray for everybody right now. Would you just be still? Just we'll wrap up in a minute here. Just close your eyes. Father, I pray for everybody listening. I pray, Father, that you would flood all of us with your grace, your ability to do what we can't do right now. Father, that you would help us walk through whatever we're going through right now, that you would grace us to rejoice and to give thanks, that you would grace us to love, to pray, and to forgive others. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God, that your grace is sufficient, and you do help us, and you do grow us in these tough times. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Hey, I have one more invitation. If you're here, this is really important. If you're here and you've been listening, I just want to ask you, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus? Can you remember a time where you said, Jesus, I'm a sinner, and I ask you to come into my life, be my Lord of my life, be my Savior of the life, okay? If you can't, I want to ask you to think about that. And I'm not asking you if you want to join our church. I'm not asking you if you were raised in a Christian home. I'm not asking you if you were water baptized as a baby or sprinkled, okay? I'm asking if you can remember a time when you said, Jesus, come into my life. I need you. I need you, and I accept you. And if that's you today, God is so wonderful. He makes it really simple. You simply believe in your heart and say with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. And he said, I'll come in and save you, and I'll give you eternal life, and you're mine forever, okay? And a miracle would happen. So if that's you, would you just pray this prayer after me? Say, Father, I come to you in Jesus' name. And Lord, I'm a sinner, and I need Jesus to forgive me my sins. And today, Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. I ask you to come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. And I accept you right now. I'm now your child. I have eternal life. Heaven's my forever home. And Lord, I will follow you all the days of my life. Amen. Hey, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, hey, let us know. We want to get you a Bible. We'd love to talk to you. And everybody, hey, listen, have a great week. And we are for you, and God is for you. Amen.